Welcome to Awakened Path Radio, helping to spread love and light for the highest and greatest good. I'm your host, Reverend Candace Nadine Breen, spiritualist minister and healing minister. For more information, including show updates, courses, workshops, events, resources, and more, visit my website at www.awakenedpathonline.com. Again, that's www.awakenedpathonline.com. Now, on to today's show. Today, I have with me Jennifer Watson, who is the owner of Soul Unfolding and is a Soul Collage workshop leader. She lives in Rhode Island with her loving husband and adoring daughter. Throughout her journey, she has remained passionate about creating and creativity. Through her workshops, she helps people on their journey of creativity and self-discovery. Welcome to our show, Jennifer. It is a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. Good morning.
Good morning. So could you please tell us, not everyone has heard of Soul Collage. What is Soul Collage?
Okay, well, Soul Collage is a mindfulness practice as well as a tool for self-development and personal growth. It's something that's creative and fun, and I'll give you a really brief history of it. It was created by this lovely woman, her name was Sina Frost, back in the late 80s. So it's actually been around for a while now, even if you've never heard of it.
Yeah.
So she started making these collaged cards in a program that she was doing in the 80s. And then sort of in the 90s, it sort of progressed. And then in early 2000s, she and a group of people started training other people to lead these collage workshops. Mm-hmm. And eventually, in those sort of late 2009, 2010, they got a website going and more trainers were happening. And then she wrote a book. So it's really been evolving over time. And as of now, as of 2018, there are over 3,300 Soul Collage facilitators worldwide.
Wow.
So it's really grown from just a few people back in the 80s to over 3,000. And there's only a few of us here in Rhode Island, and I'm one of the only active facilitators. But so this practice, this development, this self-development tool is the process, really. You just use very simple materials, glue sticks, photos from magazines, scissors, and little 5 by 8 inch mat boards. So it's really simple materials that we use to create a deck of cards that represents different parts of our life journey. Yeah. And you not only create these cards, but the process of Soul Collage helps you learn to consult the cards in your daily life. So you can use them to answer questions you might have, help support you in decision-making and planning, helping us learn important life lessons, consciousness raising. It's really a spiritual practice, and really just to connect deeply with the different parts of yourself. Mm-hmm. So that's really what, in a nutshell, Soul Collage is. And according to the actual Soul Collage website, if you look at it, it's a creative process, and they say it's for self-discovery, self-acceptance, and personal empowerment. Mm. It's also about embracing one's intuition and unique creativity, and they say to promote inclusive, diverse, cooperative community for mutual encouragement. So it's also a group process. Part of the fun of doing Soul Collage is not just doing it by yourself, but taking a class and working together with a group.
Yeah, so it's sort of a community.
So absolutely,
community, which is fantastic. I can't believe that it's been around so long. I mean, I've never heard of it, but this is great. I mean, probably if I lived in California, it might have been like there all the time. But I mean, that's amazing. It's amazing, and I congratulate you on taking part in this journey. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Now, what can potential participants expect at one of your Soul Collage workshops. You know, I've never been to one, so it would be nice to know what's going to happen.
Well, if you were to come to a Soul Collage workshop, one of the things you need to know is it's very experiential. So it's not going to be me sitting and talking at you for 2 hours, because that would be really boring. Who wants that? no, I don't even want to do that. I don't want to listen to me talk for 2 hours. It's very experiential. So you would come in and you would get to sit down and dive in and start making the cards right away. It's one of the nice things about Soul Collage. Let me just back up. So basically, if you come to a workshop, it's kind of a way of getting away from your left brain for a few hours. We live in a left brain world. We're very left brain. Our left brain is that logical, analytical part of our brain that, you know, tries to keep everything in order and sort it out. It's that part of your brain that you use every day when you remember to, you know, you got to make breakfast for the kids and you got to get them in the car and go to school and you have 800 things to do on your to-do list and you have to make sure everything's in its proper place. That's our left brain. It's very logical. So coming to a Soul Collage workshop pulls you away from that left brain to your right brain. And your right brain is all about instinct and intuition and creativity. And it's a place in your brain that is where you can breathe. You're much more mellow than when you're using that logical left brain. So when we do a workshop, I have people dive right in. I don't give a lot of explanation, but you would come and you would actually get to make cards right away. Mm-hmm. So you get to use your scissors and your glue. It's like when you were a kid and you got to play. You know, we forget when we're adults. We sort of forget how to play. And that's one of the great things about Soul Collage is it gives you permission to just play and have joy in your life. So you would actually make a card right away. And then later in the workshop, you would actually be able to work with that card and learn how to do a reading with that card. So you'd start a relationship with it to access the wisdom that's within that card, because each card is a part of you. So each card, you're using these visual images to sort of get down into the subconscious and unconscious mind and pull up your deepest truth, your deepest self, your most authentic self. So you would actually do some journaling and some visualization, and that's how we start our workshops. So that's how I roll.
Yes.
And they're usually pretty quick. Right now, most of my workshops, the classes are about 2 hours in length. I'm trying to arrange some longer ones, and so just more card making and more readings. But it's very experiential. So it's definitely not a class where you would go and sit and take notes. It's really just diving in and doing.
Well, that's good, because who wants to take notes? I mean, no. We do that all the time, right? Come on, it's fun to play.
Again, taking notes is very left brain. We know that we want to get away from that left brain. This is all about feeling and intuition and trusting yourself, trusting the process. That's the great thing about Soul Collage. It's all about trusting the process and knowing that you're going at the end of the process, or really in the process, you're gonna access your own wisdom. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that we talk about in Soul Collage all the time, is that all of the answers that you need are inside of you already. Mm-hmm. And the cards just help you bring those answers to the surface.
Now, are they making a deck of cards, like a deck of tarot cards, or just like one individual card?
Oh, you start by making one card, and then you can make a deck of cards. And a deck of Soul Collage cards can be, some people have 10 cards, some people have 40 cards. I've been doing this for about 2 years now. I have, I think, 68 cards, but I know people who have 300 cards.
Holy moly.
So for as many parts as there are in you, there can be cards. And that's the great thing about it, is there's no set limit. And unlike a tarot deck, if you do tarot readings, and I love tarot readings, I think they're really interesting. Yeah. But every tarot deck has the same exact characters and stories in it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you get very, the decks, they look a little different art-wise, but it's always the same number of cards, the same, and the same archetypes and characters. Whereas a Soul Collage deck can be infinite. And once you've made a deck, you know, when you get to the point where you have 200 or 300 cards, you know, there might be cards that you've worked with a lot that suddenly aren't as relevant to your life, and you can pull them out of your deck and you can retire them or set them aside for a while. So a deck can be whatever you make it. And, you know, and some people never get beyond a couple of cards, and that's fine. And those cards might have some great wisdom for you, and you might move on, and that's all you need. And then there are other people who just keep going. So it can be whatever you want it to be.
Oh, that's fantastic. I didn't know it was so involved. That's awesome. It is. Now, why don't you tell us about your personal journey to ending up where you are now with the Soul Collage. How did all this interest begin? How did you get there?
Gosh, I have such a crazy, I'm in midlife right now, as they say. I've always been an artist. I mean, ever since I was a kid, I always was drawing and painting. But, you know, when I went to college, it never even occurred to me that I could go to college to be an artist. Mm. So it was, you know, you go to college to get your degree and you go on and you get a job. And so that's what I did. And so my career, if you call it that, is very varied. I have kind of a crazy career. I started off my career as a college admissions officer, which was great. I really loved it. It sort of involved teaching because you're talking to people about the school and all the benefits and giving tours. It was really fun. I've been a salesperson for various, like I sold clothes for a while. I worked in a bookstore for a number of years, which I loved. I worked for a United States congressman for a couple of years. I was sort of, I just fell into that. It was sort of an accident. A friend said, oh, what are you doing? And at the time I had just left a job and said, well, I'm not doing anything right now. I've saved some money and I'm just sort of figuring out what's next. And she said, oh, well, we have a job opening at our office. You should come check it out. So I did. So I ended up working for a congressman. Mm-hmm. And then really the bulk of my career, I ended up working in nonprofits doing fundraising. I was a development officer for a long time and I was really good at it. But it was really stressful. And after quite a few years of it, I was really ready to be done. And then my daughter came along and it was easy to walk away from, you know, a job that I was good at, but didn't really like anymore. And so I was just a stay-at-home parent, which is a very important job.
Sorry.
And then I was just doing some reading online one night. I was reading some article and it was by some artist and she mentioned Soul Collage in the article. And I thought, oh, that sounds really interesting. What is that? So I went to the Soul Collage website and I thought, wow, this is amazing. Mm. And it was one of those things where you could buy the Soul Collage book and you could buy the materials and you could definitely make a card by yourself. But I like to learn with other people. I find I'm more attracted to learning a new skill, you know, with a group of people. There's something about that energy that really inspires me and gives me a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. So I knew that I wanted to take a class or a workshop or a retreat or something, but my daughter was 2 at the time, so it just wasn't a good time. So I always kept Soul Collage in mind. And then a couple of years ago, she was old enough that I found a retreat online that looked really good. It wasn't a couple hours from my house. I didn't have to fly anywhere. And I went to my husband and I said, see, you know, there's this really cool retreat. It's for this thing called Soul Collage that I kind of heard about a couple of years ago. And would it be okay if I went? Would you mind? Could you take care of our daughter for the weekend? And he was like, yeah, I think that sounds like a great idea.
Nice.
And I went to this retreat in Westfield, Massachusetts with this wonderful woman, she's also my trainer. So she's my mentor, my trainer, Anne Marie Bennett. Mm. And she was just amazing at this retreat. And the first card I made, I was like, this is it. This is what I want to do. Mm. I found it. It took me 48 years, but I found it. So I had went to this weekend retreat and I came back and my poor husband, I must have talked his ear off for about 3 hours about all these cards that I made and the amazing process of Soul Collage. And then I found out you could become a Soul Collage facilitator. And, you know, I went to a couple more retreats before that and made some cards just to be sure. But I was pretty sure by about the first 5 minutes of the retreat that this is what I wanted to do. So just this past September, I went to facilitator training, which is this intensive 5-day program that, again, was in Westfield by the same woman who I went to my first retreat with and another woman, Jean Marie Merkel, who was also fantastic. And we basically got up in the morning and from 9 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night did this training with making cards and doing readings and talking about the process of Soul Collage and how to be a really good facilitator. It was unbelievable. And I was exhausted and exhilarated all at the same time. And then I came back from that. I was like, oh my gosh, I have to put a website together. And I'm a facilitator now. So that was really it.
That's great. And you get a lot of support, which is fantastic. You know, not just from
people,
but your family as well.
Yeah, I'm really lucky. My husband has been, I mean, he knew I was so unhappy in my job as a fundraiser, and I was unhappy for a long time. He sat with me through that. I mean, he was with me through that whole period of just, you know, being incredibly stressed out and just always unhappy and, unhappy wife, unhappy life. So, so when this came along and he knew I was looking for something, he was very, very supportive. And, you know, and thankfully the training was, not outrageously expensive, and it hasn't cost a lot for me to start up my business. And, it's something that I can do out of my house, and I can still, take my daughter to school and pick her up and do all the things that I need to do as a parent, but still engage in this amazing process of teaching and facilitating and being creative. And it sort of caters to everything that I love. You know, I love being in a classroom full of people, and I love facilitating, and I love the creativity. So it's just everything I could want. And I am really lucky that my husband he's just all in, and he's really excited for me. In fact, he sent me a little text before we started today here on our radio show. What did he say? He said, I have fun at your radio interview today, and I neglected to say something this morning. I'm so happy that you are enjoying teaching Soul Collage so much. So
that's so sweet.
Yeah, so he's pretty awesome.
So, besides, the support of your family and the trainers, what about the public? How has the public responded to your workshops and your events?
Honestly, it's still so new. I mean, I took the fall to, do my training and to build up my deck. And I had a lot to do before I could sort of bring it to the public. You have to put together a website and all that fun stuff. Yep. But I did manage to have a couple of, just free workshops in the fall for friends. I just reached out and said, hey, I need to start facilitating, and I want some practice, and would you come? And, and those went really well, and people were super supportive. And so I'm actually teaching a class right now. I have one session left next week, and it's been a 4-week class, and I just a lovely, lovely group of women, really, really nice, different ages from different backgrounds. And they've been amazingly kind, and they've made it a wonderful experience for me. I'm hoping I'm making it a wonderful experience for them, and I think I am, because two of the participants have already come to me and said, oh, well, would you want to teach here, because I know somebody at this venue. So I already have two people who are saying, oh, I think you would be great teaching in this venue. So so it's really nice, because the people who are already taking the class seem to be very positive and want to do it again. So I feel like as more people get to experience it, it's going to grow pretty quickly, I feel like. And, part of my job as a facilitator isn't, I'm not really teaching so much as creating a space that people can have this really profound experience in. And it's really just holding the space for everybody who's participating. So that's what I feel like my job is as a facilitator. I mean, I have to bring all the stuff. I bring all the supplies, and I get that all set up. But really just creating a physical space, but also an emotional and a mental space where people feel safe and that they can have a really positive experience. And so far, it seems to be going really well. And people have, people have responded well to that. So I'm looking forward to future events and future people experiencing that.
Right. Now, with the workshops you've done so far, what benefits have you, like visible benefits and changes have you seen in your participants?
I think what I'm going to do is I actually, at the end of my workshops, I have a little evaluation form that I ask people to fill out. Because obviously, I could say, oh, everybody's doing really well. And anecdotally and observationally, people are smiling when they leave. So I'm assuming they're having a good time, and they've been telling me they've really been enjoying it. So that's great. But the evaluations are really nice, because it helps me to become a better facilitator. But one of the questions that I ask on the evaluation is, during this class, what have you received during this class? And so I wrote down a few things that people have written to me. So one person wrote, it's an adventure into seeing my world through a different medium. Somebody else wrote, a sense of calm, creative energy, and a space to honor myself, as well as insight into my soul and my experience. And then somebody else wrote, being able not only to make the cards, but to do the readings. Hmm. So I think people really come away with it. You know, part of what Soul Collage is all about is kind of finding your authentic self and your truth. And there've been a lot of tears in my workshop, but good tears. I always bring tissues because when people do readings with their cards, they discover things about themselves, deep things that maybe they haven't ever accessed before. And so, you know, sometimes there are some sad tears and sometimes there are some happy tears. So I think the benefits are that you get away from that logical left brain of the everyday rote stuff that we all do, and you get to that creative right brain and to those emotions and feelings and things that sometimes we just squash down because we don't have time to deal with them. We don't give ourselves time to deal with them. So it gives you the space and the time to bring that stuff up and to process it and just sit with it, just to allow it to be there. And to take that wisdom with you. I think one of the great things about the cards are that, I often as a person who makes Soul Collage cards, not as a facilitator, but, you know, I will do readings on my own for my cards, and stuff will come up, and I'm always amazed at what comes up for me. And I'll take that card and I'll put it on my drafting table in my studio. And so every time I come in here, I'll see that card that week and I'll think, oh yeah. And it just gives me a second to remember, like, I have the answers inside of me. There's the answer sitting right there. I made it. It's in me. So I think that's what people get out of the workshops.
Now, readings. I mean, you mentioned readings a lot. Now, and I'm pretending like I'm a listener, or every listener here listening to your program, to your interview. Mm-hmm. Now, when I think reading, I think of tarot reading. You know how the different, like the Celtic cross and all the different spreads. Is that what this, do you do those? Do you have your own spreads, or does Soul Collage have its own spreads, or are there spreads that people, you know?
There are all different kinds of ways to do readings with a card. Mm-hmm. But the one that we always start with, so you can just using a single card. So you might pull a card randomly. Maybe it's only, if you come to my workshop, you might only have one card. You might make one card that day and we do the reading with that card. And that card's going to have something to say to you. And really what happens is you put the card in front of you and you look at it and you absorb some of the imagery. And then we start with a phrase that's called, I am the one who. And you speak as if you were the voice of the card. If that card had a voice, what would it say to you? I am the one who. So maybe it's a card that has, I have a card that's got an image of, it's a black and white image of this staircase sort of going up around a corner. Like it looks like it's from an old house. And the first time I ever did a reading with that card, the very first sentence that came out when I said, I am the one who, it said, I am the one who seeks the quiet spaces. So you write down on your paper, I am the one who, maybe three or four times. And then you come up with three or four, I am the one who statements. And they're always amazing. And sometimes they're very descriptive. You know, it could be maybe nothing really deep is coming up, but maybe your card has a blue background and it's, I am the one who has a blue background. It can just be very descriptive. But usually once you get through one or two descriptive phrases, something's going to bubble up to the surface. There's something in that image. Your brain chose that image. That's one of the things when we do a Soul Collage card, most of the time we do them very intuitively. I always tell participants when they come to a workshop, I spread out all of the images on a bunch of tables and we start with the images of people. And I'll say, go to the table with the people and just quickly, just in the next minute, don't think about it. Just grab a couple of images that really jump out at you. Don't think about it. Don't think why you like it. We don't have to worry about why. Just go grab them. And then once they do that, then they sit down and they look at the person, you know, they look at their people. And they say, now, just again, without thinking about it too much, pick the one that really jumps out at you the most. So they do that. And then I have them cut it out. So now I want you to go over to this table, and there are a whole bunch of different backgrounds, different places and textures, and take your person with you. Take that person that you just cut out with you and pick a background. And so that's what they'll do. They'll pick a background. And don't think about it. It doesn't have to make sense. The person, you know, could be in, it could be a background of stars. And you could put the person on that background. But there's going to be something about that image once it's all put together, once you glue everything down. And that image, you chose it for a reason. Your subconscious, it's in there somewhere. So when you do a reading, all of that stuff bubbles up. And you might not know why when you made it. I still have cards that I haven't done any readings with. And sometimes I look at them, what the heck was I thinking when I made that card? But I wasn't thinking. That's the thing. It's all deep down in my subconscious. And it's going to come up at some point. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does. It's very awesome that, I mean, the way the workshop is handled. I mean, it's amazing. And we don't get a chance often to turn off that other side of our brain, that analytical side, that, you know, I got to go to work, I got to do this, blah, 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 you know, that side, because we're always in that rat race every day.
And exactly.
So it really makes a big difference when we're able to turn it off and get to know who we are deep down inside. So that's
exactly
fantastic. Now, besides your workshops, what other events do you offer in regards to soul collage, if any? Like, what else do you do?
What I have not done yet, but what is on my website and what's available is home parties. So if you can't come to a workshop, I will bring a workshop to you.
That's nice.
So this is really, it's really just me taking all of the stuff that I would normally do at a workshop in a classroom and bringing it to your house and having you invite your friends, invite whoever you want to come and enjoy and learn about soul collage and experience it. So it's 2 hours at your house. So really it's just bringing it to you. I want to make it accessible to anybody who wants to come. You know, not everybody can come out on a Saturday morning or, you know, in Tuesday in the middle of the day. You know, everybody's got jobs and responsibilities, but, you know, maybe on a Friday night or a Saturday night, you can, you know, get a babysitter for the kids or your husband can take the kids and, you know, you can invite a few people over and break out a bottle of wine and have some really interesting experiences at home. So, you know, I want to offer classes in a classroom setting for people who want that, but I really also, I want to bring it to people's homes if that's where they feel most comfortable doing it. So that's what I'm planning right now. And I think as this grows, my ultimate goal is I would love to host weekend retreats. So I think, you know, give me a year or two. And once I've got a lot of classes under my belt and once I've offered it to a lot of different people, then I think I'm looking at retreat spaces already. And I want to be able to give people the experience that I had, where not only do you get to go just for 2 hours, but you get to go for 2 full days. You know, you get to really step away from your life for a couple of days, awesome. Step away from the left brain and just get into a right brain space for 2 whole days and really, really dig deep into yourself. So that's the ultimate goal. So I think a year from now, you'll probably see on my website that I'll be offering a retreat somewhere.
Fantastic. I can't wait to that announcement.
Yeah, me too. I'm pretty excited about it myself.
Awesome.
I'm trying not to get ahead of myself, though. I want to let things need to grow, and you need to be patient. So I'm trying to be patient and get the baby steps going before I start the marathon.
Right. So, I mean, you just talked about your ultimate goal there, but do you have any other upcoming events, publications, or projects
I do. There's actually, if anybody out there would like to experience soul collage for free, I am actually doing on March 29th, which is, I believe, a Thursday, from 6:30 to 8 in the evening, a free workshop at a place called the Empowerment Factory, which is up in Hope Artist Village in Pawtucket. And if you actually go to, I don't know if you ever see like Natural Awakenings magazine, but they always have, the Empowerment Factory does all these amazing workshops. And Gail Ahlers, the owner of the Empowerment Factory and the executive director, is just an amazing woman, super energetic. She always offers a free workshop every month. So March happens to be me and soul collage.
Mm-hmm.
but it's the Empowerment Factor. You could just Google it, and you can find the information there. It'll be on my website as well. So that's a free session. And then I'm going to be, again, I really just started offering classes. I just found some space that I can use to start teaching classes. So come to my website and sign up on the mailing list, because I'll be actually sending out notices of upcoming events, because there's going to be a lot coming up in April, May, and June. At least that's my plan. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping to have at least, a couple of just single come for 2 hours and a couple of, longer classes. So it'll all be there on the website.
Fantastic. So now, how can our listeners, as you said, your website, but how can listeners contact you for further information, register for your workshops, keep track? Can you just repeat all that for us?
Okay. So the best option is to go to my website, and I will give you the information right now. It's www.soulunfoldingri.com. Mm-hmm. There is a tab that says mailing list, so click on it and give me your information. That's the best way that I can, I can keep you updated on all of the events that are coming up. If you really need to reach me right away, there's also a contact me page on the website, but you can also reach me at jennifer@soulunfoldingri.com. So if you need to email me right now, you can do that. But the easiest way is just go to the website and sign up for the mailing list, or use the contact page, and I will get right back to you.
Thank you, Jennifer. It was such a pleasure having you on the show today and learning all
about
you
so much.
Awesome Soul Collage. Fantastic. Keep up the great work.
Thank you very much. And I hope to see you at one of my classes soon. So I'll put you on the mailing list, and I'll make sure to notify you when the next one's coming up.
Great.
And I would love to have you come.
Fantastic. It's been a pleasure interviewing you.
It's been
today.
A pleasure for me too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, everyone, that's all the time we have for today. As always, you can visit www.awakenedpathonline.com. Again, that's www.awakenedpathonline.com for show updates, courses, workshops, events, resources, and more. I'm Reverend Candace Nadine Breen, and thank you for listening to Awakened Path Radio. Namaste and blessed be.